produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good day to everyone, and I greet everyone listening to me. I hope that the grace of God has been keeping you. And I want to thank our sister, Kayla, for this opportunity to be able to speak to you wherever you are in the whole world. Listening to me, I'm saying that she's doing a good job, and we bless God for this. And we know that what? You are also part of it, and you will support this ministry in finding and winning souls for the kingdom of God, because that is the main purpose for which we were created. Amen. Our text today that I want us to talk about is in Romans chapter 12, verse 3 to 5. I read, "For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." Amen. I'm looking at it from the angle of family. Because I'm a marriage counselor, I want to look at this scripture from the family point of view. I say that when the family is saved, the society is saved. The aim of this organization is to win souls for Christ. And one of the souls to win is the family. When the family unit is one to God, you see that what? The society will also be one to God. So when the family is one, the society is one. When the society is one, a nation is one. And this is how, from my own point of view as a marriage counselor, this is the point of view for which I'm looking at this scripture. Because God requires righteousness among us. So righteousness among us means that what? Even in the family, righteousness must be seen. So Paul is saying that what? Even though we are all different, but we all belong to one body. That is Christ. So as a family, even though we are all different kind of family from different background, different culture, and different belief system, our aim is to what? Is to be one to Christ and to belong to God's kingdom. Because for this will promote the kingdom of God. It is the will of God that everyone should not perish. It shouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. That's what John 3:16 said. So, what is the key to that not being perished and having that everlasting life? It is the belief in Christ Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is the responsibility of every family to be able to make sure that what God is known and Jesus is established in these families. And when you establish this in it, it makes the children to know, okay, even though I'm from this place, even though I belong to this kind of family, even though this is who I am, this is the aim, which is the kingdom of God, and which is the soul winning. I belong to Christ, and that is who I say I belong to. Now, when you're looking at it also, it said that what? For just as each of us has one body with many members, And these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we, though many, form one body. So it doesn't matter the culture you are coming from. It doesn't matter the belief system you are born into. It doesn't matter the kind of nation into which you belong. The most important thing is that what? You should belong to Jesus Christ. That is the righteousness that is required of you. Because when you are in Christ, you say, all things have passed away, and then for behold, all things have become new. So the newness of it is the righteousness that God is requiring of us. And that is the righteousness that can win, help us to win souls to Christ. Sometimes it is not only to go and tell somebody that Jesus loves you, give your life to Christ. No, sometimes your way of life can do the evangelistic work. As a family, even the way your family is can become an evangelism tool to winning souls to Christ. So, from my point of view as a marriage and family counselor, I would say that what the family should be one. When the family is one, the society will be one. This is the way into which we can win the souls to Christ. It's not everybody who can actually go and stand on the street and be saying Jesus love you. It's not everybody who can actually sit in their car and talk. It's not everybody who's going to stand on the pulpit and talk. But our lifestyle can be a tool for preaching the word of God. The way we talk, the way we live our life, the way we dress, the way we express ourselves can win souls to Christ. Somebody wants to say, no, I like the way these people are. I like the way this person talks. I like, well, who is he? And he say, I'm a child of God. Jesus is living in me. The Holy Spirit is working in me. And the person too want to desire to become like you. It is the lifestyle. And this is what we must be taught in the family. And what can we teach the family? Unless the family itself is brought to the knowledge of Christ. Unless the family is brought to the knowledge of Christ. You can see that when you read Deuteronomy, it says that what? There was a, not in the book of Judges, it said there was a generation that didn't even know Christ. It didn't even know God, you know, any of the miracle things or all the marvelous things that he had done. So you understand that because the family was not well taught, you see, when the generations who knew about God is and his wonderful work which he did, all from the beginning to the time they got their independence from the land of Egypt, when all those generations were gone, because the family system wasn't dedicated to God. You see, that's what the Bible says, that there was a generation that didn't even know God. And that is what is happening now. A lot of us go to church, but church, we make it a religious thing. But what is your faith? How is the faith of the family? I say there are so many churches. I see so many churches. But the most amazing thing is that the more the churches, the more the sins, the more the atrocity. So I say, is it that the church is not doing its work? Is it that the pastor is not preaching? Is it that the word of God is not working? It is not true. It is because our life system is default. So, we must correct that thing. We must train the child in the way it should go. We must bring our family in the fear of God. So that when the family are living in the fear of God, you see that what? We can be able to win our souls. We can be able to win other people also to Christ. Jesus says that what? Greater work than this shall you do. How are we doing that greater work? How are we carrying it out? You look at your family. How many people are born again in that family? How many people belong to God? Imagine when the rapture takes place now. In your family, the family into which you belong to, how many people will go? Though we don't determine who will go or who don't go, but their lifestyle also affects. Even you normally sitting there, you can even judge as even as a person that, hey, my life, will it take me there? This moment and this season, I want us to understand that word. It's just a great privilege that Kayla has organized this program. But it is you and I, our responsibility also to make sure that word, souls are won into the kingdom of God. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to heaven. In broad is the road that leads to hell. Destruction. Which road do you want your family to walk in? Which road do you want your community to walk in? In which world Do you want your people to work in? The nation you are in, you're not there for mistake. You're not there by mistake. God knew he could have dropped you in Africa. He could have dropped you in Asia. He could have dropped you anywhere. But he decided to drop you in that place where you are. God doesn't make mistake. Whatever God does is good. Therefore, this moment, I want you to take it up as a responsibility. No, my family must belong to God. My family must be evangelized for Christ. Look at those who are not born again in your family. I say something that will, how will you feel when you are in heaven and you see that your father, your mother, your brother, or your sister, or your uncle or your auntie is in hellfire? How will you feel? Even though you'll be in heaven, I know you'll be having, this person is here. Why will you regret? Stop it now. Work on it now. The salvation of that person is important. The Bible says that what one person that repent, it causes a great joy in heaven. Help that person to repent. Tell him the word of God. Pray for that person. It is not you who will do it, but you speak the word. You are just a medium. Speak the word and allow God to work on the person. But you got a duty, and your duty is to continue to pray for that person until the soul of the person is won to Christ. Because the Bible says that well, as many as believe in him, they are called the sons of God and daughters of God. Are you a son of God? Everybody say, yes, I'm a son of God, my daughter, I belong to God. Yes, but we have children and we have children. In which of the children do you belong to? The children group, which of them do you belong to? As Paul says, so in Christ we are, though many form one body, and each member belong to all the members. Each of us belong to each other. We should be each other's keeper. We are all together. I'm not talking about this one in the place of ministry or ministerial works. No, I'm talking about this in case of family. We are all together, and we should be able to be each other's keeper to make sure that, are you still in faith? Let us do a checkup on ourselves as family. Father on mother, mother on children, children on parent, parent on children, on extended family, on a nuclear family. Let us learn how to check on each other. Let's do self-examination and see if we are still keeping in faith. Because I said, if a family is saved, a society is saved. When the society is saved, a nation is saved. When a nation is saved, the world is saved. And it is our responsibility to do this. We have been given the mantle. We have been given that mandate to run with. And this is the generation in which you find yourself. What is your input in this generation? Before you go back to your maker, before the end of the journey comes, what is your input? I'm not talking about the fact of money. I'm not talking about the fact of buildings. I'm talking about the fact of salvation. What is your role in salvation work? How far are we going with your salvation work? This, whatever we do, the bank, the houses, is here. It will all perish. But the salvation work stands forever and ever. And that is by which we will get a crown that we want to get. And not only get a crown, but get a rewards on the crown on the last day. Which report do you want to? Do you want to hear that you faithful and good servant come into your rest? Or you want to hear, get thee behind me because I don't know you. Go to hell. Which of them do you want today? As for me and my family, we want to hear that word, come into your rest, my faithful servant. What about you? I want to encourage you this day. As a family and marriage counselor, and as a pastor, that word, it is not only for the pastors. It even includes you. You are in that family for a purpose. You are in that family to do a work. Look at it. Anyone that you see that is not belong to Christ, continue to pray for that family. Continue to pray for that person. And then, Lord, bring this person to your knowledge. Bring this person to your knowledge. And you see that gradually, God, because of you, save that person. And that person's soul will be one. And then you will have added to the kingdom of God. I am Pastor Biola Odunami, Mrs. And I'm advising my word. Our families should be brought to the knowledge of Christ. And when it is done, glory will be given unto God. And then, don't forget that family unit is very important. And in the society, they do a lot. And they have great work that they do. Therefore, keep that family. You are there for a purpose. May the Lord help us. God bless you. And remember to win your soul for Christ. That is important. That's the greatest one that will give you a big reward. God bless you and bless you again. Amen. Bye-bye. So, it is everybody's responsibility in the family to be able to make sure that each other we are saved. Each person is saved. The husband should be able to make sure that the wife is saved. The wife should be able to make sure that the husband is saved. Husband and wives are supposed to make sure that the kids are saved. Why? It is because you can't say that because you are saved, then you have made heaven. Let me tell you, he said, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to be. No, it is, don't say that because me, I'm born again already. So whatever you like, do. Yeah, there may be some people who may be unwilling, hardened-hearted to follow the kingdom of God, to go to accept Jesus. That is one responsibility that we must also take on, which is praying for them. Because sometimes the enemy come to fight them. Sometimes the enemy want to prevent them from being saved. Unless maybe it is the Lord's doing. That's a different case. Even as that, there's permissive view of God. However, when this happened like this, it is a responsibility to start praying on behalf of that person or on behalf of those people. So it's not that to say, hey, me, my family is safe, so we don't have anything to do. You don't want to have anything to do with another family. Me, I'm safe. Me and my children, we are safe. If my husband like, let him be safe. If he like, let him not be safe. Oh, me, I'm safe. If my wife like, she should go. If my wife don't like, everybody, after all, the Bible says that when you get to heaven, there's no marriage in it. My brother, my sister, this is a family thing we're talking about. This is a family thing. How will you feel when you get to heaven and you see the person that was your wife here on earth in heaven? You see the person that was your husband here on earth in heaven? You see the kids, the faces of the kids that you had here in earth, you see them in heaven. Wouldn't you be happy? Wouldn't you be joyful? Wouldn't you feel like, yes, we were able to make it? Wouldn't you rejoice together to see, yes, yes, at last we are together. Yes, you are my brother. You are able to make it. Wouldn't you have been happy? If you have seen that the person is in hellfire, how are you going to feel? Are you going to feel happy? Is it going to make you happy? Do you find joy in it that you see the person? Wouldn't you be sad? Wouldn't you say, oh? That is why it's just our responsibility to make sure that what each and every one of us, we are saved in the family. I said the family in which you found yourself, you are not there by mistake. You could have been born somewhere else, like I said. You could have been placed somewhere else, like I said. But what I mean is that at this time, at that hour, at this generation, in that family, in that locality where you find yourself, it is your responsibility to be able to help that family find yourself to know Jesus. You have to help them to know God. You have to help them. There are so many gods. I'm talking about the I am that I am. I am talking of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I'm talking about the God of the one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How well have you known him? How well is your relationship with him? How well have you noticed and listened and follow his instruction? He says,
that whosoever believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. So whosoever involve whosoever, he doesn't care what is the nature of your sin. He doesn't care what you have gone through. He doesn't even look at it. He doesn't even care if you are the worst sinner, the killer, a murderer. He doesn't care who the person is. So you should not judge the person. It is our responsibility to bring them to God, to say that God loved that person the way the person is. Forget it. The reason why I'm saying is that your family, your uncle may be very wicked. He's a wicked man. He's someone who everyone knows that what is a bad man. Come on. That is why you know Jesus. That is why Jesus is with you. You yourself, you know that Romans chapter 8, verse 31 tells you that what if God is for you, no one can be against you. However, it is not that they cannot stand up. But because God is with you, you always have victory. So you shouldn't be afraid of that wicked power, that wicked, sometimes the demonic spirit. You fight against that spirit. You fight against that flesh, that blood. You fight against that wicked spirit that is controlling the man to make him wicked. God didn't create anybody to be wicked. He created everybody to be good. He created everybody nicely, fearfully and wonderfully made. It is the enemy that has done this. Therefore, it is our responsibility, it is your responsibility in that family, it is my responsibility in that family to intercede on behalf of that person until that person knows Christ. Unless, like I said, it is the person is heart-hardened not to listen or not to accept Jesus Christ. However, it is your responsibility, it is my responsibility, and we must carry out. We mustn't disappoint Jesus. It's a greater work than this that I do, will you do? This is it. This is the greater work. That person, Jesus wants him. God lived the life of that person. So he doesn't care. Don't judge and say that the person, God cannot save him. You are not God. God needs that person. God is happy if the person repents. God is happy if the person can change his way. God is happy when the person comes to his knowledge. God is happy when the person accepts Jesus, when the person knows the great sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for him. God is happy. Don't judge and don't write out. Don't condemn people. Don't condemn anybody. Don't say, oh, God cannot save this person. This person is too wicked to die as a sinner. No, this is not your responsibility. It is not my responsibility to do that judgment. Yahweh is the one who can condemn. Yahweh is the one alone who can say and no one can change. Therefore, I and you should make sure we intercede on behalf of that person. Put the person into prayer. Sometimes the enemy will be fighting the person. The enemy sees sometimes the things that the person can do in the house of God. So to prevent him, change the heart and make the person to do so many things, so many evil things. Of which you see, some of these people, when they give their life to Christ, when they come to repentance and they confess and they give their life to Christ, things that they can do in the house of God will marvel us. We've seen so many cases. As a counselor, I have seen so many families. But what I'm saying is that what? The unity of the family is built on the work of Jesus. And when the work, when the family is built on the work of Jesus, when it's built on Jesus Christ, let me tell you, that family is born, we never die. Did you hear David say, as for me and my house? And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He says, see, this is the God that brought you out of Egypt. And this is the God of heaven. You know what God has done. So if you choose to follow this, that is you. But as for me and my house, look at that statement. He didn't say ask for me. He said ask for me and my house. Means that what? It involves him. It involves his wife. It involves his children. It involves his nuclear family, his extended family, his compound family. Everyone asks for me in my house. We will serve the Lord. What about you? Are you making Joshua's statement? Are you saying as for me and my house? Or you are only saying as for me? It is important for you to be saved. But it's also important for your family to be saved. Don't think highly of yourself more than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with more sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. So you may have the capacity to exercise faith and do this, all these things in the family. Others may not. Don't think that you are too much important than them. For that little role that they also play has a lot of way to go. It goes a long way in doing things. Even it goes a long way in helping you. As a family, we are supposed to help each other. When the broom is tied together as a bunch, if you try to break it, it cannot break. Why? Because why? It is tied together with a rope tightly. So there's no way you try to break it and it will break. But if you do not do that, if you leave the broom one and one to scatter, you can easily take it pieces by pieces and break them, and it will break. All the brooms will break. But when they are tied together as a bunch, you will try and try and try. You will not be able to. That is how family must be. That is how this scripture is letting us to see the way family should be. We should hold ourselves, bound ourselves together, work together, fight together, strive for kingdom work together, strive to make it to heaven. Everyone wants to go to heaven. Jesus is coming very soon. Stop saying we have heard it, we have heard it. No. Prepare yourself. Prepare your family. Prepare your child. That little child, don't say this as a baby, doesn't know anything. Forget it. When the hand of the enemy enters into that baby, when the enemy get that baby and they give the baby just a little of their power, the thing that that baby that you say is not know anything, the thing that baby can do in the spiritual realm will marvel you. So stop saying that the child is a baby, it doesn't know anything.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.